face The Undertaker, and I hope you lose. Again.
And welcome back to DSJMP WrestleCast, episode 86. We're here, we like to get the like minds wrestling and all that kind of stuff and blah, 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 and I'll come up with a better intro later. Well, first off, little bit of housekeeping to do, a little bit of news, even I'm not 100% sure of how this is all going. But after my little rant to end last week's episode, in so many words, there's a lot of things that's going on with DSJMP, and I don't know how much I should talk about right now, but I will say that Devil Vamp has officially left the show, and he actually thought that this show wasn't going to happen this week. Well, too bad it is, and I'm hosting it, and in the future of this show is, it's not in question. It is certain that we will continue, but everything that is from here till the end of the year, and obviously past that, is going to be under review. Basically, myself and Biohazard are taking over the show. The name might change. The network name might change too, so that will change the name for DSJMP WrestleCast. A lot of stuff that's going to go on with that, but me and Bio, and along with the assistance of everybody else who's been on this show, we're going to play one giant game of keep, toss, or improve with the show. What we want to keep, what we want to toss, what we want to improve, and get this show going in some sort of possibly maybe a different direction, things that we want to add, get everybody's input, and we'll see how it goes. Most of the stuff we have going on right now seems to be great, but maybe we don't do best of the week anymore, and we just do keep, toss, or improve. Maybe we don't do news anymore, because everybody has news on their show. Everybody who listens to this show at least listens to the Spanish Announce Table, or the AllWrestling.com Weekend Review, or Second Shift. They all do news. So why should we do news too? Granted that it helps maybe if you're listening to the show like later on down the road of what's going on in the wrestling world around that time, but that's just tip of the iceberg of conversations we will have coming up. But the show must go on, and I am here with Katie, the First Lady.
The show must go on, and I would love to be continued to be a part of it.
And we also have Andy Anderson.
Well, I'm here and tell everybody's toss or improve is to kick me off the freaking show.
That hasn't been entirely eliminated just yet.
Just as long as the review's better than what happened at the Seattle freaking game. Come on.
Really? you can hear more about that on NFL Easy Picks this week on the Trending Topics Network. So, how do I put this? Because there was one little bit that I was going to have before Andy said something.
Of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, like I said, up in question, what we're going to do. Even the, I don't know what to say now, the recording time. Right now, we've always been recording on Tuesday. It's been like that since we started. Granted, we've had a couple times we've done Thursday night. And we'll talk whether we want to move it to Thursday night full time. I don't really want to do Wednesday nights, only because I have NFL Easy Picks to do at the same time. And it means I'd have to edit two shows in one night. Also, Biohazard is going to be stepping up and helping doing recording from time to time. As far as I, on our conversations early on, I'm going to still continue the hosting role, but Bio is going to help with the recording and help with the hosting the phone call thing. If there's time nights that I need to just drive and work instead of stopping and doing everything. So that's where we are for right now. And I think he might be trying to get some friends to come on the show too, so we can have more panelists. Cause that's something in my opinion, I think we struggle with is we don't have a dedicated panel. And granted, people, I'm not saying like, oh, you guys need to figure out what is going on, but at the same time, it's nice to have at least a couple people besides myself. And I think Bio is, I mean, for me, all nights to use Bio cause he's not here, but just people who have been on haven't had. Where were you last week? Or, yeah, well, you weren't originally. You're not here every week.
I just got my schedule changed. We're good.
Oh, you are good? Okay. Well, there's that. So, right. it's nice. It would be nice to have at least, like I said, a couple people who are guaranteed to be on every week, and then have the added of, like, you know, because DRG, I can't tell him to be constant. I can't really tell anybody to be constant because that's just messed up. But
if you have family, that's understandable.
Oh yeah. Well, you have any reason, it's understandable. But it's just nice to have people that are like, they know that they can dedicate their time every week to do the show besides myself. So just so we have that core. And then, like I said, it's always fun, especially when the show started off with only a handful of people, and then we get those shows where there's like a lot of people. And I mean, those were fun. So. Definitely don't want to rule that out, and everybody's still welcome to come on. Like I said, I think there's just a lot of stuff going on, and I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't know what I have technically the right to talk about. I jumped out of the GroupMe conversation of what was going on with the network, and I don't know if something's going to be talked about on Second Shift this week. I don't know if the person who's going to be taking over is going to be talking about it sometime soon. It's not me. I have my own stuff. I actually contemplated, before I found out the news, of just continuing the show, giving it a different title, and just moving on. So let's move into the actual show, and we will start with Keep Toss Improvement. Let's start with Katie.
Alrighty. Well, my keep is The New Day. I thought they were great. It surprised me that they closed the show, but in a good way. It shows that they're really pushing and getting behind these guys who are super talented, and I'm excited to see like how they continue to grow as a group because they've been entertaining and it was just enjoyable. I even enjoyed their segment with Stephanie in the back, even though there was some bit of mixed reaction, but it was good back and forth between them. But my keep is The New Day for sure.
The New Day's been they've been on fire. I've heard someone say that they're the hottest thing in WWE besides Brock Lesnar, or whose name's not Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
And like I agree with it, but at the same time, the person saying it was also being very critical about not strapping Big E. I don't know if that's their direction they want to go. Granted, they're great heels right now, but at the same time, do you want to strap Big E instead of somebody else? Yeah, like I said, they're great heels, but I don't know if strapping one of the members is a great idea. If you're gonna strap any of them, in my opinion, it would actually be maybe Xavier Woods. Try to help build him up, give him a credible victory.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So they started off with him. They could actually go back to that too, because he technically didn't lose.
Yeah, it was a DQ match last week. And I would have thought he would have got another rematch and put the title on him, and they would all have gold.
But at the same time, too, I'd figure you'd want, with them doing the Freebird rule, mm-hmm. even though they always seem to go with Xavier Woods on the outside,
mm-hmm.
like, why would you want to strap one of them? Because they want to be like, if there's a match one night, then you know, okay, whoever's the United States champion is going to keep it. It's like the Shield, if they did the Freebird rule with the Shield, which they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with Ambrose being the United States champion, it's going, okay, we know that Rollins and Reigns are going to be in the tag team match. Because like, you're not going to have one of them wrestle one match, two matches, the other one only wrestle none. That's my own personal problem with mm-hmm. strapping someone in the New Day with the United States title. I mean, I would much rather it be, maybe if there's seem to be going more towards with the Dolph Ziggler thing, which that could be talked about later on. And the same thing with, I still have hopes that Cesaro, and I hope Cesaro, it's not a build thing. It's he comes out, you're like, oh my God, Cena's going to lose. I mean, Cena's going to win. And instead he loses and drops it to Cesaro. So, I mean, we'll see how that's going to go on. How about you, Andy?
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to Xavier. I was thinking if they were going to do this New Day thing this last time, Kofi would have came out and did the challenge. And then if you were going to strap Big E, he would have been the third guy. And I doubt they're just setting that up to where Kofi's going to come out next time. And I hope he don't get, I don't know. I don't think those guys need it. I don't think they need another title right now, unless for some reason they're going to lose to the Dudleys, but then they get a rematch coming up yet too. But I don't know. I would say, you know, like you said, Dolph or Cesaro or someone like that.
All right, Katie, what is your toss or improve?
See, I'm not sure where to categorize this, but what did we think of the whole Summer proposing to Rusev and where it's leading to?
That's actually another thing that can lead you to against Cena if they want to go back to that route. Because it is gold, unless unless they're going to do Rusev versus Owens later on. But it's one of those things that's like we're just getting the taste of something, and there's still more story to be told. So it's just like I want to hold back judgment on that just because I feel like there's more to this story, and we're going to have to wait more, like a couple more weeks as the story unfolds.
We think we see a wedding. You know how they do weddings or don't do weddings.
Yeah. Well, they do weddings, but
but they always we know how they all disastrous.
Yeah, I can't name one successful wedding they've ever had.
Well, the
Macho Man Elizabeth thing didn't really have... The wedding went okay, but it was what happened at the reception that went disastrous.
That's what I mean. There's always a catch. Granted, the most famous one is the one where they actually went through the whole wedding, but the wedding was a setup to the reception. That was also the only one that ever really had a reception.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, I'm in agreement. I think it's all wait and see kind of thing. I do think there will be a wedding, and it's going to end really horribly. But
I mean, if you want to get technical, Triple H and Stephanie actually had a successful wedding.
Yeah. I was just going to say that they actually did get married
in real life. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting to see how this works out. I think he will get gold again. It just depends on which gold. Because he'll get gold and she'll get gold around her finger. So wait and see, I guess.
All right, Andy. Well, you consider that that's your questionable?
Yeah, I guess so.
Keep talking. We'll say that one is interested in.
To be determined.
He has nothing to say.
To be determined, yeah. If it's good.
And Andy, keep tossing or improve.
All right, I'm going to go TNA. I'm going to improve. Okay, spoiler alert, Matt Hardy wins the title and beats EC3. What? You give that build of beating an undefeated guy, the guy that beat Kurt Angle, the very first winner of the TNA heavyweight title. You give that rub to Matt Hardy, to Fat Hardy, Matt Hardy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could have given him a title rub down the road, but not that one, not that win. That doesn't go to him. I'm sorry. That's improve means I have to pick someone else. If anybody, maybe Jeff Hardy then, but not Matt Hardy.
Well, you did hear that what happened today, right?
No, I did not.
Matt Hardy is vacating the title.
Spoiler.
Son of a bitch!
No. I don't know if it's part of the show, or I think it's one of those things that it's online, a part of the storyline, to make people want to tune into the episode. They'll probably explain why. Mm. Like, oh, you heard this week, Matt Hardy, since winning the title, he's gave it up, and blah, 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 blah. I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't watched TNA in forever. So,
but yeah,
anything
still,
else?
That win, that rub, you give it to Matt Hardy. I mean, okay, I take that back. You give that to the future, to the wrestling future. You give that to Drew McIntyre or whoever the heck his name is. You don't give it to frickin' Matt Hardy.
How did Matt Hardy come into the...
They threw him in 4 days ahead of time. They just all of a sudden just, oh yeah, Matt Hardy, you're in the match.
It turned into a triple threat?
Yeah, yeah. As Matt Hardy McIntyre versus EC3.
Who did he pin EC3?
I didn't take the he must not have, but still.
I think Jeff Hardy was the referee, I believe.
Yeah, let me look it up because I was spoiled and I haven't watched it yet. And when I was spoiled, I'm like, fuck it,
I don't watch it, but I just read what happens. It's hard not to ignore.
I'm gonna watch it. I'll probably watch it when I'm done here, but.
Yeah, I don't. It's one of those things. I just read what happens with TNA. I mean, because I obviously I don't watch it, but I did read that Hardy won, but I didn't know who beat him or who he pinned and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was they did the normal one-on-one match, and then they pulled the WrestleMania 9. Where okay, here for some weird stupid reason, here's Matt Hardy. Yeah, I'm still looking it up.
Yeah.
Crickets. Good sound.
Andy, if I go to Google, I'll be able to find this quicker.
we'll come back to that. But yeah, that'd be my improvement. Still, Matt Hardy getting the freaking title. Involved with EC3 losing it. Even though, I mean, you do the Brock Lesnar deal where he pins someone else, but Brock Lesnar still, he doesn't have the title. I mean, that's still considered a loss, isn't it? I mean, you can still say I haven't been pinned or submitted, but that's technically a loss.
Well, triple threat rules. If you're not the one who gets pinned, somebody else is. That is a loss.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the look of it, Jeff was somehow involved in these results.
I saw that. That said Jeff involved. She was the referee.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God.
Bro, I think brother helping brother.
It sounds like he pin Galloway. Mm-hmm. This the final sentence of the results is this leads to Matt laying out Drew for the win in the title.
Not the chosen one this time either.
That's another thing too. If you're gonna give it to anyone, you give it to him. But I don't get it. So now you got a vacated title. I'm sorry. I mean that was an entertaining show up to, like I said, the main event was coming. It was an entertaining show. The gauntlet match was good. You had Gregory Helms show up after Tigre Uno won the X Division match. He was wearing a green jacket, which homage to the Hurricane. So I mean, there were some moments. Tommy Dreamer was wearing polka dot pants in salute to Dusty Rhodes. I mean, there was good moments, but that's just a sour ending to me, if you ask me.
Only DRG was here.
And then,
yeah, he'd have a big rant to go on about. Yeah.
And then my keep would be, did anybody else catch the whole Triple H, Seth Rollins talk to where you do to others before they do to you? And he kind of really stares at Seth. So I feel that there's going to be a screwy deal or a cash in or something come up at Hell in the Cell. Something's going to happen.
This whole thing with Triple H and Seth Rollins has been teased on and off pretty much every week. So I think.
But I mean, that was a really, really foreshadow right there. I mean.
Well, there's going to be a match between them down the line. It has to be. Whether it be at WrestleMania or sooner, there'll be a match.
But I say keep more of those foreshadowing like that. And I don't know. Are the authority face or the heel? What are they doing? I don't know, but I'm okay with it right now, keeping everybody on their toes. But I think after a while, you got to figure something out.
I think
that could be part of the story of just trying to keep people guessing. And I mean, I thought they were going to do a face turn, but I've been kind of speculating that for months, and I have nothing to back it up.
They've been more face on Monday this week.
Yeah, they were heelish towards the heels and yeah, that seems like
Well, normally you're just a face when you go up against the heels.
Well, okay, they were being mean to the heels, like they were being mean to Seth and they were being mean to New Day.
Well, Stephanie was. It was Stephanie that we only saw Triple H in that moment with Seth. Stephanie was mostly on the show.
Well, you're right. Seth was mean to Seth too, and Kane.
So, all right, I guess it's on to me. I'm trying to remember anything that I've seen of Raw. For me, a keep is
Maddie.
I like the.
That was his best of the week. Damn it.
No, of course that's not my best of the week.
Well, I know, but
I went to a show.
Joking around.
I went to a show this weekend. Let me see. I was actually going to go with the Cena section signs. I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, granted, they were in
Boston.
They were in his home area, not really his hometown, but his home area. So I thought that was kind of cool. Obviously, I don't think WWE did that. I think somebody, a big Cena fan, had to do it. And maybe that's one way you can foreshadow Cesaro versus Cena. Granted, I'm a big advocate of seeing that and giving Cesaro that push, but I'll be happy if I'm right. But if I'm wrong, whatever. And then I think my toss or improve.
Keep Andy.
Keep
Andy.
I like to improve that I didn't watch the first hour. I like to improve my network, or I should say my internet connection while I was trying to watch the 24/7 on NXT. I got close to the end, and my internet froze, and that's what froze up my network. And then eventually it logged me offline, and then quickly started the internet back up, and everything was fine. And the 24/7 did not show them up on my resume playing. So I was like, oh, I'll just go on to the network. Just go on to upcoming shows. I went to it and it was like, this is not able to be streamed right now. And I'm like, what? It's over. You're supposed to be on the network. What the fuck?
Yeah, but it had to have been a rough night.
Yeah.
Were you in Alabama or something like that?
No, I was home.
Oh, well, that explains it. Cleveland.
Technically, I don't live in Cleveland.
Yeah, okay, Devil Vamp. Okay, fine. Ohio.
Okay, Iowa.
Well, technically, I don't know.
No, technically, you live in Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's awesome, so better than Ohio.
Why, because you have more corn than us?
Yeah, we got more rednecks, too, so there.
I don't know about that. Yeah, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, couple other ones are normal cities.
I was going to say, I wouldn't call MOP normal.
But we're also bordering West Virginia. West Virginia does kind of bleed into Ohio. There's southern parts of Ohio that are just mills of nowhere.
Plus Pennsylvania. You got some hilly folk there, too.
Oh, I hate Pennsylvania. All right, let's get into what's on, and we will start with what we've been watching, and then we'll get into the picks. So, Katie, what's on?
Well, I watched a lot of the network. I watched the WWE 24 special on NXT in Brooklyn, and it was cool. I think this was the longest 24 special out of all of them so far, because they really promoted what happened in Brooklyn and how NXT has evolved and promoted a lot of the matches. They did Bayley and Sasha quite a bit, which makes sense because they were the match of the night. And I'm not going to go into everything in there. If you want to watch it, it's on demand right now. But it was a good special. I mean, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that they do is awesome. The one thing I guess nitpick about, I mean, they did feature Samoa Joe on there, but they didn't really interview him, which I thought would have been interesting to see how his experience would have been like now that he's in NXT. But other than that, the whole documentary was pretty awesome. And I watched Rivalries with Trish and Lita, which, as growing up watching... Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Going back to the 24/7 thing, what about Blue Pants? She was on.
Oh, yeah, she was. And I love it. She said she's like a sitcom character. She said you never know when she's going to show up. So that was cool.
She's a goofball.
Yeah, very goofball-ish. The whole documentary as a whole is awesome. They highlight a lot of the big stars there and some of the future stars there, so it's pretty cool. And I said I watch Rivalries with Trish and Lita, so having being a teenager watching those two, it's pretty awesome to see how they have evolved. And now they're Hall of Famers, so, I mean, it's the first, they're the best Divas rivalry, I think, back then in that era, so it's good. It was a good thing to watch as well. And that's pretty much it.
Nothing non-wrestling related?
Non-wrestling. I did watch The Crow last night on Netflix. I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
Yeah, I know that, Andy. Morbid sicko. That's all.
Andy.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. And the Bears got a victory. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Yeah, it was over Oakland, but we won. Woohoo! I watched the Bears win. What else? I watched The Muppets. It's a funny show. I'm going to watch it later tonight. And that's about it. Plus TNA and the special, which I like how Kane came out and caused Seth to lose the cage match. That was good.
Anything else non-wrestling related?
I think that's it.
Let me see. For me, I finally did get to watch NXT this week, especially with Johnny Gargano on there. That was fun. Went to AIW. That was two shows back to back. I was so beat the next day. It wasn't even funny. Usually when I got home, the energy was just completely drained out of me.
How come Marty Bell was in the face for or the team? She I thought would be a heel, but oh, sorry.
I'm trying to remember who her match was. It's AIW kind of seems to blur lines sometimes, like what WWE does, of who's heel, who's face. Because sometimes it's just who are you going to root for? Mm-hmm. Like Veda hadn't been in AIW since she turned heel and was with Josh Alexander. Then Josh recently he retired and went to Canada. And last time, you know, she was on that. Like I said, she was heel. She only missed one show, and she comes back and she got cheered.
Yeah, yeah. Marty faced Allison Kay.
Yes. And then later on in the night, actually both Mia or Jade. It's funny, she's called Jade in TNA, but people just still call her Mia Yim.
Yeah.
She was on, actually with some of those, I can't even tell who's heel and who's face, but they were on opposite sides. So that caught me off guard too.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say in that final match you were talking about. I looked it up. That's why I was confused, was Marty was on the face side. Mia went against Candice LeRae in her one-on-one match, and then she was on the heel side at the end of the night.
Well, at the end of the night, too, like, Heidi isn't booed, and Tessa's really not booed either. So, but Heidi plays kind of like, I say she plays a badass. I don't know. It's just hard to explain the realms of independent wrestling, how that works sometimes.
I guess. Sometimes she looks like she'd be a heel, though, Heidi.
Who?
Heidi?
Well, yeah, especially how she joined her and Annie Social, are their tag team name is a Social Network. Oh, and how technically she there was a third member. It was Annie and this other woman. I think they only booked her for like one or two shows, and then they just stopped booking her. And they didn't really explain the exit from the Social Network, but it was the original Social Network versus Heidi and I think a wrestler by the name of Angel Dust. And at the end of the match, Heidi turned on Angel Dust and joined the Social Network. So, yeah.
So
there's a lot going on. I mean, that goes back a long time. But you know, went to AIW. Could possibly be my best of the week. Sunday, I watch football because that's what I do on Sundays. I watch football. And then, yeah, last night I watched. I swear I did more. I played a little bit of Lego Marvel. Got a little bit farther in that.
Nerd.
DRG played it too, so fuck off.
Nerd.
We're all nerds on here. Don't even try to do all that.
I know, I'm just joking.
And yeah, I felt like I did more, but that was pretty much it. I went on two dates while my days off.
Nerd.
One of them was okay. The other one I probably won't talk to again. I just don't feel like our personalities mix well. I don't know.
She didn't pass the first question you and Devil ask.
Not that one.
Are you more white family and she's more Kardashian?
I don't know. Like, she's a little bit louder than me. Like, I'm a pretty loud person. I just don't feel like, I feel like dating-wise, we don't mix.
That happens.
Yeah. I think that's, you can tell those type of things.
You can tell on a first date a lot of those things.
Yeah, because that was the first, I mean, we've talked online and talked through text. Like, that's fine. Like, I can hold a conversation that way, but, like, her personality. Just, we don't, like, I just don't, like, relationship-wise, it's something that I don't feel a connection to.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Next episode, connection.
And then next, got another AIW show coming next weekend, so hoping to make it home for that. I don't know how my company's going to feel about that, but then again, I'm staying away till week of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving. I do a Thanksgiving the Sunday before, so I'm always home for that. I'll have vacation time back, and then I don't know how much longer I'll stay with this company. I want to get a local job soon. Especially the fact is, in January, I'm going to be moving again. So. The only thing I like about the move is I know where I'm moving. I want to be closer to my hometown and a little bit smaller, a little bit quieter than Akron.
I was going to say, how are they going to kick you out? You're never there.
No, I'm not getting kicked out. What's going on is I found out last week from one of my roommates that the landlord is selling the house.
Oh.
And my friend's lease is up at the end of the year, and he's just like, I don't want to go through that shit. And what's going to end up happening is... Well, I got kind of lucky. He has an aunt who is selling a house, and he's going to buy it, and me and him are moving in together.
It's like a sitcom.
it is. So we're going to...
Moving on up to the quieter side.
No, not the east. East, I don't even know what to call it.
Come on up. Ravenna. The Odd Couple. One of those.
The... capital of Portage County, Ravenna, Ohio, the home of, or the birthplace of, the lead singer of Tool in a Perfect Circle, Maynard James Keenan. There's probably more people that came from Ravenna that are bigger names. There was a former Dolphins player I know that went to Ravenna, but this is like back in the 70s. I don't even know if he's with the Super Bowl team or not, but anyway. Move on, let's get into the picks. Hopefully here soon we have some sound bites to go in between. Hopefully I buy something, a mixer, so I can actually connect my two laptops up and I can have a better soundboard and play them just fine. But anyway, in two picks we have NXT Arrival Respect.
Takeover Respect. That's what it
is. Takeover Respect. Yeah, whatever. That, what she said.
RSEC.
NXT. Yeah, NXT Takeover Respect. I forget, what's the London one called? It's just called London.
I don't think they've announced it yet. I think it's just London for right now.
Takeover Bad Teeth.
So let's get into the picks. And not a lot of matches this week. We have three sets of people already have their picks in. I don't know if Double Van's going to do this. We'll find out later. We'll find out tonight when we have the live episode, or it probably comes out, might come out tomorrow, but anyway. All right, start at the top of this list. I did it in a little bit different order just because we're going to have a kind of a bonus pick. We'll start off with Apollo Crews and Tyler Breeze. Bio is picking Crews, Mop is picking Crews, DRG is picking Crews, and DRG is putting a +5 on it.
Of course.
So I'm going to go with Crews. Katie.
And Crews.
Double A.
And Crews, +5.
Part of me wants to put +5 on this. I'll look at it later. But I'm looking at it like, what a way for Tyler Breeze to get a win over a guy like Apollo Crews. That's why I'm not confident in it. Next up, we have Dana Brooke versus Asuka.
Asuka, I think it's pronounced Asuka.
Asuka.
I was saying Asuka because it rolls off the tongue, but it's Asuka. Apparently.
Asuka. Yeah, I was watching NXT and I heard them pronounce it, but I forgot how they pronounce it. Asuka. I didn't have it sounded like Ask. Asuka.
Is he in the garbage can or not in the garbage can? Oscar?
Who?
Oscar?
Oscar. I think you kind of did that joke a little bit backwards.
Yeah.
Because people didn't know exactly where you were going with it.
I'm sorry.
You're not good at comedy. Anyway, Biohazard picks Asuka. Mott picks Asuka. TRG picks Dana Brooke.
What the hell?
I'm going Asuka. Katie.
I'm going Afghan. Asuka for the win.
And Andy.
I'm going Asuka +5.
You going +5 on all of them?
I got one more +5 coming up. I'm assuming this is her first one. She's not going to lose this one, so +5.
All right, and even though it's the main event, I'm putting it right here. The NXT Women's Championship, Bayley versus Sasha. Everybody has picked Bayley. Biohazard picked Bayley. Mott picked Bayley. DRG has picked Bayley, and Bio and DRG put a +5. I'm going Bayley. Katie.
+5, it's Bayley.
And Double A.
And Crews, and Bayley +5. See, I get a little chuckle, just a little one. That's all I ask.
Ah, there's my chuckle for you.
Oh, yeah, I got
one. And I'm going +5.
Oh, finally. Broke the streak.
Well, no, because I feel like it's very certain that she's winning. Why not put +5 on it?
I'm with you. Just, that's your
Mop is currently... Mop is the only non-+5. Which I gotta ask him if he wants bets. No, he didn't put down any bets. He just put down his picks. He still has time to put down picks. All right, now let's get into the tag team tournament. Holla holla. Round one. Well, not round one, I should say. The first round, the first matches, the semifinals. So I just said. Is there an echo in here?
I think there's a little delay on me, but semifinals.
Finn and Joe versus the Mechanics. Bio's picked Finn and Joe. Mops picked Finn and Joe. DRG has picked the Mechanics. I'm going Finn and Joe. Katie.
Finn and Joe.
Andy.
Joe and Finn.
There's not much of a delay when I asked you a question that you pretty much responded right away. And Jason Jordan and Chad Gable versus Baron Corbin and Rhino. Biohazard picked Jordan Gable. DRG picked Jordan Gable. And Mop picked, I'm calling it Co-Rhino.
Co-Rhino.
I'm gonna go Jordan Gable. Katie?
Yeah, Jordan Gable for me too.
Double A.
Oh, yeah, this is my deal. Yeah, who do you put over? I'm gonna go Rhino.
Co-Rhino. Does it work go with Ico Pro?
Right, reminds me of Dynaco from Lightning McQueen, the cars.
Well, wasn't it just the gas station from that Pixar uses?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what they use in Toy Story.
Yes, that's the gas station that Pixar uses. You're correct.
All right.
What's the one that Marvel uses?
Any more?
Marvel uses Pinzon. Go ahead. Anyway, never mind.
Oh. And Any extra bets?
Are they doing the finals tournament tomorrow too for the tag?
Oh yeah, I forgot that part. Because it's separate. I have it separate here. Who is your final winner?
I'll say Jordan and Gable.
That's who I'm gonna go with too.
Plus five on that. I'll do plus five.
Oh, ooh, plus five. And Andy.
Rhinoco.
All right, and
plus zero.
Any more bets for anybody?
I'll stay.
I'll do a plus three on Asuka winning. Why not?
So plus three.
I'll do a plus three.
And I'm going plus five on all my picks.
even the final for the tag teams
for the hearing impaired. I am going to go plus five on all of my picks.
Did you get that? That was loud.
even for Rhinoco? You didn't pick Rhinoco, I know. See, I listen.
I'm going plus five on all of my picks.
It would be hilarious.
Yes, I'm going.
You only got Bailey right.
I'll be pissed.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know about that Jason Jordan thing. Have they been pushing them pretty good? I mean, because the only teams they beat have been like little pansy ass teams.
It would be huge though if they beat Finn.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, I agree. Well, plus Rhinoco or Co-Rhino, whatever you want to call them.
So yeah. So I think there's got to be a surprise win. There's one person I've heard out there that thinks it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to see Finn and Joe versus Corbin and Rhino. I think that's a good matchup, but I think either the mechanics or Jordan and Gable, one of those two teams has to go forward.
Yeah.
Don't sit there. I don't think people should sit there and think it's a foregone conclusion. So I'm expecting something to happen, and I'm picking it would be Jordan Gable. It could definitely be the mechanics,
too. I mean,
too.
I
think we're planning on seeing Joe and Finn turn on each other.
Yeah.
Well, something happened like that, which actually Bio put a plus three on Jordan Gable. I forgot to mention it because it's not the normal plus five. And he put a plus two on Joe turns on Finn. So a lot of us are expecting the Joe and Finn thing to happen, whether it's first round or second round, the first matchup or the second matchup. It has to happen. They have to lose.
Main eventing the next takeover in December, probably.
I think it's the lead into it, but when is it going to happen? Is it going to be in the first setup matches with the mechanics? Is it going to be against the winner, the finals matchup? Or are they going to win and then turn on him? Like, what's the exact story that we're presenting here? Only one person has picked Finn and Joe to win, and that's Mop.
Where you at, Mop?
So, anyway.
See,
reviewing the picks that we...
I see the Rhinoco do like kind of like what Joe and Magnus did over in TNA, where they were battling each other, and then they team up, and then they win it. That's what I'm seeing happen, but that's me.
It could be that too. My only thing with because Rhino, he's not full time, not full time WWE, but like he still like does normal other things. And
like
how much are you planning on using
like
him?
Blue Pants, though.
Yeah. But Blue Pants isn't used that much. Not as much as Rhino is. Same thing, I guess, with Johnny and Tommaso Ciampa. Mm. They seem to be people that they're going to be using more. I just think they need to give Johnny a contract. It's definitely, I'd love to see that happen.
Oh, if he wants it, for sure, yeah.
You know, you could...
He wants it, but I don't know if he... I don't know if they've offered him it.
You could, at Fastlane, jump over the the barrier with the Johnny shirt.
No, because I don't want to be banned.
Yeah.
And go to jail.
For 10 days.
All right, Mop has some bets in, and we're going... He's going Cruz... Asuka and Bailey.
Copycat.
I didn't tell him. He didn't know.
I know.
I just asked him if he had any.
I don't get very often to put digs in on Mop, so I'm calling him a copycat.
That's pretty messed up because he's not here.
Thank you.
He puts digs on me on NFL Easy Picks.
Oh, I'll be sure to tell him tomorrow night. We'll add some more in there.
Okay, that's fine. I like him. I laugh.
So everybody has picked Bailey with a plus five. And watch fucking Sasha win. They'll do some sort of finish for she anyway.
But I think
if everybody's picking it, it's not like it's basically a wash then.
Sasha will win, and then she'll ask for another challenger to go up against her, and Eva Marie will come out, and she'll...
Oh, no way.
What could be that opening, Nia Jax? Maybe Nia Jax could be the next one.
Her first time, though, but yeah.
It'd be a good way to make a debut.
Yeah. AIW did that. You can't be doing what AIW did.
Wrestling be fun. All the time.
Yeah, look at Abyss.
I know. I was being sarcastic.
We know. You don't have to explain it.
Explain what? I was being sarcastic. Yeah. You know, my brother, right. Abyss. Chris.
Let's review the picks and make sure my headset doesn't disconnect.
Yeah. Don't look down.
We have, I picked Cruz, Asuka, Bayley, Finn and Joe, Jordan Gable, with Jordan Gable coming on top in the final round with +5 to all of them. Katie has Cruz, Asuka, Bayley with a +5, Finn and Joe, Jordan Gable, and Jordan Gable winning with a +5. Biohazard has Cruz, Asuka. Oh, yeah, +3 Asuka. Sorry. Shows up too far down on my thingy. How old are you?
I still laugh when someone says dick, too.
Never have me talk trucking with you. Anyway, Bio has Cruz, Asuka, Bayley, Finn and Joe, Jordan Gable, and Jordan Gable winning in the final round with the +5 on Asuka, Bayley, Finn and Joe, +3 on Jordan Gable winning round one, and Joe turning on Finn for a +2. Mop has Cruz, Asuka, Bayley, Finn and Joe, Co-Rhino, and Finn and Joe winning. DRG has Cruz, Brooke, Bayley, the Mechanics, Jordan Gable, and Jordan Gable winning in the final round. +5 on Bayley and Cruz. Also with the +5 on Bayley and Cruz is AA. And he has Cruz, Asuka, Bayley, Finn and Joe, Co-Rhino.
Rhinico.
And Co-Rhino winning.
Rhinico.
See, it's no, because it's like Corbin, Co-Rhino.
Rhinico.
But that doesn't... Well, Rhinico?
Potato.
Wouldn't it be...
Right back, Axel? Ah, so.
Yeah, right back and back Axel. Back and Axel. Those two words went together.
Right back, Axel. Good medicine.
You're going Rhinico.
Whatever. I like it better. Rhinico.
Co-Rhino. And like I said, Double Vamp has not gave us the picks. And reviewing where we stand, AA is in first place with 63. DRG's and also in first place with 63. Mop right behind them, 62. And Double Vamp with 51. Biohazard, 44. Katie with 41. And myself with 38. All right, man. Right here is where we would have the news, but Biohazard's not here, and I don't feel like looking
for
it.
Well, can I just mention one thing about they announced that Lita's working backstage now as a consultant. Thoughts on that?
Consultant for what?
Like, she's working backstage full time. I don't think she's an agent or anything. I think they just have her there, I guess, mentoring the divas or something like that. I mean, she's going to be on the pre-show tomorrow, so that's just what I heard.
I read that too.
Is it she's mentoring NXT divas or WWE divas?
I think it's both. Like, she's in a full-time backstage capacity.
They said WWE worker or employee, so take that as you will.
I mean,
well, if you work for NXT, you're still WWE, but I'm saying, like, where is she going to be located?
Well, it could be NXT, man. Like I said, she'll be on the pre-show talking about it, so maybe she's just helping out with them, maybe working with Sarah Del Rey.
That's an unstoppable alliance.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only big news. I mean, nothing else really is going on. It's still early in the week, so. Other than it's Bruno Sammartino's 80th birthday.
Del Rita?
Yeah, I've seen that. What?
Would it be Del Rita?
Really?
No.
You're still on this?
He has an obsession with combining names.
He has an obsession of not letting things go. Things have a shelf life, or you'll wind up doing a joke that gets old. I would name a few, but I'm not going that route right now.
It's still just in this show, or this episode.
Give it up.
Cucumber.
That's different, because we're teasing somebody. It's two of us teasing one person.
I'm teasing you.
Two. Can you count that high? Count your brain cells. One, two. Okay, now we're done. Teasing one. You're not teasing anybody. You're making, like, dumb jokes. Dad jokes. If you make a joke and people have to question what you're making fun of, it's not a good joke.
My name's Double A. Please keep me on the show.
All right. There was 18 years ago Monday was the debut of Kane, and also, which I didn't realize it was the same pay-per-view, the death of Brian Pillman.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Huh. I remember that. Wow. Huh. A bittersweet day.
Yeah. So you're trying to tell me a person has become an adult in the time that there has been Kane. God, I'm old.
Yep.
Well, proves his staying power. I mean, he's getting close. I mean, closer to Undertaker level.
I still laugh every time when he starts to go in the back and he shoots that little smile. that still gets me.
Who's more likely to go in the Hall of Fame first, him or The Undertaker?
Who and The Undertaker?
Kane and The Undertaker. Who's more likely to go in the Hall of Fame first?
I'd figure Undertaker.
Hmm.
Do you put them in together?
I mean,
can they be the same class?
I think it just depends on where their career...
If Undertaker goes in, Kane has to induct him, I would think.
I forget. Who inducted Lawler?
William Shatner.
That's right. Who inducted Jim Ross? Stone Cold? Because yep. I figured those two could go hand-in-hand, too, but they went elsewhere with him.
Was that Mr. Perfect?
Wade Boggs did Mr. Perfect.
Because they were legit friends.
I never realized that Chris Jericho's dad was a hockey player. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like old news. They talked about that when he was in WCW. Like, they talked about that on camera.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he show up in WCW?
Yeah, I remember it. It's on the network and it's on a DVD where he's like ashamed, stop being a crybaby. He's like yelling at him, at his son.
I don't know everything.
Like, did you know that Pat Patterson's gay?
Oh my God, Pat Patterson's gay?
Yeah. I don't know. Between Undertaker and Kane, something would tell me, like, okay, do you have them induct each other and do them on separate years, or could you pick someone else to do both of them? I think Kane could be done by almost anybody. There's a lot of people. He's had a lot of connection, a lot of people's careers. I think same thing with him.
It could be the fake.
It won't be called Bear. Razor Ramon. Sure.
The fake Razor Ramon could induct him.
Yeah, no one knows where he's at anymore.
Nobody liked him then. Nobody's going to like him now.
I'm trying to think. And with Undertaker, you could have it be Flair. You could have it be Shawn. You could have it be Triple H.
Foley.
Shawn Michaels would be interesting.
Foley would be interesting, that's too. True. But that's the other thing. Like, imagine one day we are going to get to the point where Undertaker goes into the Hall of Fame, and that's where he's guaranteed not to be kayfabe.
Yeah.
We're going to hear genuine Undertaker Mark Calloway from the heart.
That'd be something to watch for sure.
I think the closest we got to that was the biker gimmick, but he's been the dead man for vast majority of his career.
Didn't they announce him on the Stone Cold podcast, though, too?
Well, not officially, but it's all but confirmed. It might maybe in November or something, because that's when he debuted, around that time. Well, it depends on how he comes out of this Hell in a Cell match, too.
Yeah, so that could be perfect. Yeah, they should have had Undertaker on this month instead of Brock. I mean, I like Brock. And then they're gonna help build it towards stuff. But I think having Undertaker would have been fucking awesome. To go into that match. Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could talk about this for hours, but that's just something I thought of.
I still want Owen in, and I still want... I think it's weird, too, that Pillman's not in, and neither is Bulldog, but I don't know...
I think Freebirds are a lock for next year, for sure.
Yeah, by the sound of it.
The headlining... I don't know who would be the headlining, though, person going in. I mean, you almost would have to think Undertaker, but I don't know. Maybe Sting? I have no idea.
And who's the diva that goes?
They finally put in the diva that I've been waiting for, and that was...
Medusa.
Medusa, Lunderblades, whatever, just because... I felt like putting in women like Sunny and Lita and Trish. I'm just like, you're not putting in the greatest women's champion for at least a good extended period of time. And she might even be better than some of the, quote, glory years with Lita and Trish.
Oh, yeah, because she kicked lots of ass. She was a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm. And when she had the WWF Women's Championship, that belt was pretty much made for her because she would win it. She would win it. I mean, well, like, so would she have the title? She loses to somebody, and then she win it right back. Somebody else would beat her. She'd beat her that person. Like, it was just this back and forth. She was the
face.
Every other champion.
Face at that time.
Yeah. No.
They could have the
nobody. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, because I was gonna switch to something dumb.
Yeah, you're right. we'll just move on. I don't want to look up if there's any other news topics.
I don't think so. I don't think
Hogan, they put some Hogan stuff back on the network.
Well, they own.
Yeah, he's eventually going to be back.
That's what I was going to say. They could your headliner stuff. Could be Hogan for Hall of Fame since he's out of it. You could bring him back in.
Well, he can't really say he's out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know.
They take him off. They like take him off the list. If you're like, oh, they're out of the Hall of Fame. There's no physical Hall of Fame. Your Hall of Fame is a list. And if there was a real Hall of Fame, they wouldn't just, I don't think, take all his stuff. And I think that's another thing that separates them from other real Hall of Fames. And I thought I've talked about this before, where if something happens in like football, they don't just like with everything that happened with O.J. Simpson. I don't think they took his bust out of the room. I don't think so. I heard someone stole it at one point.
They didn't put it in a red box and present it to Seth Rollins?
No, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah, no news really yet. It's still early. Nothing really earth-shattering.
All right, let's get into best of the week. And I'll go first. And that would be obviously going to the AIW show, two events in a row. I'd mentioned earlier how it just completely drained me. One of my favorite moments. Well, one thing that I do before I go to a show, I always end up stopping at a gas station. Normally it's to go to an ATM to get money out so I have cash. And while I'm there, I always get me something to eat, something to drink, and I always get at least an energy drink. Since a lot of gas stations have them on sale, like two for a certain amount of money, I buy two. I'm not going to drink both of them. I always buy one for Veda Scott. I know her favorite kind. It's Monster Rehab, the pink lemonade. Yes. And I've done this many times, and this was one of those times. I brought it to her, and she was like, oh, you know, you're such a, how the way she put it, because it was, she, every time that I bring her one, I guess she doesn't have time to go get one. So it's just like perfect that I happen to show up with it. And then at the end of the night, she gave me a hug.
You can make up words and she'll call you. It's okay.
But the shows in general, I love the Girls Night Out shows. They're absolutely phenomenal. One of my favorite wrestlers as of late is a guy by the name of Eddie Kingston, who, the guy is he's a New York style Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, however I want to put it. Like, he naturally has that like New Yorker personality, but like when he gets on a mic, he can just rip people to shreds. I've seen it do him tons of times. He has a guy manager in AIW by the name of the Duke, who's local, not really a big name guy, but they're both like toxic on the mic, and they can, like, if someone heckles them, they always have something to come back, and they're both so fucking good. And on a side note, Eddie Kingston, if you've ever just Google what he looks like, but he's dating Jade / Mia Yim. Kind of an odd couple, in my opinion, but that was my best of the week. Katie.
I almost want to say Bailey and Sasha before I even see the match, but I'll save it for next week, probably. But I'll say the 6-man tag with Ambrose, Reigns, and Orton versus the Wyatts. It was a cool, fun match. They all meshed together really well. And after the match was over, Reigns cut a pretty short and sweet promo about he and Bray Wyatt are going to be done and they're going to go to hell and hell in a cell. And I'm looking forward to their match. I'm excited it'll be in the Hell in a Cell, and I think it's going to be really cool.
All right, Andy.
I'm going to say the bringing the ladies the ladies out, the survivors and the people battling cancer, that holds a special place in my heart. My mom is a cancer survivor. I had to take like an extra year in college to basically take care of my brothers when she was going through treatment and stuff. It's just good to see those ladies, those moms out there, and to see Roman Reigns, just how he's improved on the mic and how he can be a spokesman just like Cena. That's my best of the week.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. I'm hoping we don't get these every week. Like, I understand this was like perfect to kick off the month, but I'm not 100% sure I am about seeing that kind of segment every single week.
Yeah, it's kind of like an odd moment, but yeah.
I don't think they'll do it every week. I think they'll just show a few of them in the crowd from now on after that.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I agree, too, about Roman Reigns on the mic. He's becoming more fluid. I think they're scripting less. I mean, granted, I think that part was definitely scripted because you have certain things that need to be said, and it's not up to improv. It's kind of like you need to say this. Not just like it's not bullet points. Like, you need to literally say this, and it's not – make sure you say mention this and this. There's, like that was dialogue that he said. My opinion, but he's just more fluid.
Good, best,
and
good for you.
I would still like to see him become champion.
I think that's coming, probably WrestleMania next year.
I think that's the great thing about WWE right now. Tell me who's going to win Royal Rumble, because I think there's enough people that you can give reasons why they could or should win, and some might be right, or only one will be right, but I think everybody will give their
case. We don't need another Daniel Bryan incident. Okay.
I think when they gave...
That was actually another news article that we did forget. He finally did break his silence, that basically his doctor said okay, or the original doctor he went to said okay. The second doctor said, well, the WWE's doctor said, no, we're not going to clear him, so they're going to send him to a third doctor. And he talked about going, possibly doing, like, some Lucha stuff, if possible.
Yeah, or maybe he'll want to do, like, behind-the-scenes stuff or do commentary or something. I mean, still up in the air.
He mentioned that he don't know if he could do that because being there watching people do what he wants to do,
wants to still continue to wrestle, and you can't blame him, but it's all about them letting him, really, and it's still up in the air.
But at the same time, it's whether what WWE would want to do with him too, if they actually let him go and he goes out, he could go do whatever he wants. That's on him now.
That whole concept.
Like, he could, and people, that's the thing too. You know how much money he would make on the indie scene? It's going to be nuts. Granted, he's going to have to go travel almost every, he's not going to have to go every weekend, I should say. But for the first year, he is going to be booked every weekend, top dollar.
Yeah, he'd be making more than AJ Styles would be.
There's indie promoters that are going to throw anything they have at him. They're going to, I like the analogy that I did heard you, they're going to be indie promoters that will be willing to go rob a bank, get a loan, do something to where they can afford to bring Daniel Bryan in because he is going to create money. But I think WWE knows that.
Ridiculous if he goes to TNA.
I was about to say, I don't think he would go to TNA. Yeah. I don't think WWE even is worrying about that right now. If you would leave WWE and go to TNA right now, it's not a money thing, it's a spite thing, and I don't think with Daniel Bryan it would be a spite.
Yeah.
I think he does have a possibility of doing Ring of Honor because of his past with them, even though it's not exactly the same people. He would work with Evolve and Dragon Gate USA. I think it's just Evolve now because of Gabe Sapolsky, his history with him that he talked about in his book. There's a lot of people that would be willing to work with him, and it'd just be ridiculous. And he would probably do a tour of Japan, just go. I mean, the money for him would be nuts, but like I said, I think WWE knows what they have in him, and he's a guy that has built his career, so he's good.
Well, they want to make sure that he's okay. And I understand it's all the concussion thing and stuff. So they absolutely want to make sure he'll be 100% and he's good to go.
So, yeah, back on the whole who's going to win the Royal Rumble thing. I think with Sheamus, when he won the case, it kind of opened the options to who's winning the Royal Rumble up even more, because one of the guys you thought that was going to possibly win the Royal Rumble didn't get the case.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many options. I'm still kind of going with Ambrose.
That would be cool. I think I picked him to win next year as well, because I don't see Reigns winning it again. I don't think they want another reaction. I mean, they might be more accepting. I don't know where they are at, what state they'll be in, but I do see Reigns possibly getting another title shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and Dean would get a big pop winning. So, I mean, even if it was a Daniel Bryan deal, I think Dean would get the pop no matter what.
Yeah, and John Cena's taking time off, and I've heard they might push Ambrose again, at least for the next few weeks while Cena's gone. So,
I mean, have Ambrose beat Cena. That would probably be the best thing. Have him be the United States champion and at least defend it this time.
Well, they're also talking about having Dolph beat him because they're going, it's being a rumor that they're going to try to build that Total Divas storyline and everything into something, so.
Lord. I mean, they're going to have good matches, but with the addition of Nikki involved, really.
I like what I heard someone say about it, that, you know, Dolph and Cena, you know, even if they had a feud, you know, you'd still have people that would cheer Ziggler, you'd still have people that would cheer Cena, yeah. But regardless of how it happened, Nikki would be booed, like, relentlessly, because... I think it's because she plays the bitch so
well. They would boo her no matter who side you can't, she would be on.
Well, like I said, she plays that bitch so well that you can't have her play the Lana role. Because people felt sorry for Lana. People haven't felt like that for Nikki. And like I said, she plays the bitch role just so well. There's nobody in WWE that plays that heel bitch better. Not even Paige. I don't even think AJ did. She played crazy, but she didn't play bitch.
Yeah, she was like crazy, whiny. That's kind of what Paige is now. She's kind of whiny in attitude and like, thinks she's better than everyone.
Yeah, but
I agree.
Yeah, that's all thing I'll say. That's one thing I'll say about Nikki. Just absolute bitch. Coming. Actually, I applaud her coming out with the Yankees hat on.
That was funny.
Even though I think some of her little digs were scripted, and well, I think a lot of their digs are scripted right now with the Divas, but I think her digs came off really well. But let's wrap this show up. And where are you at, Katie?
At Katie First Lady. And I just want to say I'm looking forward to TakeOver this week. I think it'll be another good show for NXT.
Where are you at, Andy?
I'm at @WA_WIR on Twitter.
And I am at @HeavySet330. A lot more about the future of this show coming up. Actually, technically, I don't think we have a website anymore. So, yep, there's that. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yes, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yeah, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Yes, Brock Lesnar is here. Brock Lesnar is here. Accept the daisies. I contract you to accept the daisies. I contract you to accept the daisies. I contract you to accept the daisies. Isn't here. No. Accept the daisies. I contract you to accept the daisies. I contract you to accept the daisies. The contract is to accept the daisy. It's not contracted!
Oh, he sounds interesting. Tell me a little bit more about this, Brock.
Body like a refrigerator. Kick the ass of Randy Couture. Did UFC, but not anymore. Did to them what he did to us in 2004. Now he's back fighting for gold. With his shirt lettered in bold and gloves in case his hands get cold. Looks pretty good for 50 years old. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. Leave you right in that there pool, yeah. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. Leave you in a pool of blood, piss and vomit. He'll leave you in your own piss and shit.
I'm starting to like this guy. Can you tell me more what he can do with his abilities?
Pass the test you give to his piss. Legalize pot with his fist. You ask him to, he will enlist and suplex all the members of ISIS. He'd have killed Hitler real quick. Made Bin Laden bleed from his dick. Give communism a good swift kick. Made Bruce Jenner real glad that he's a chick. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot at you. You step on his farm and he'll shoot you dead.
Aw, but that can't be how he's really like. Tell me about Brock the Man.
Likes to spend time on his farm. Never does nobody no harm. Yes, I know that grammar was wrong. Give me a break. It's the fourth verse of this fucking song. Spends his days fishing and hunting. And his nights grappling and running. I'm not done. You ain't had nothing.
So you've had one of his homemade muffins. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He lives a pretty average existence. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty average private life. He has a pretty normal life. Yeah!
I just like to go hunt on my farm.